Thank you for calling XPO. This is Shelley speaking. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Shelley. My name is Heather Bailey, and we were supposed to have a technician out here today and for a measurement, and we got a call the other day saying that they would call us to let us know the time frame. They never called us to let us know the time frame, and they just said it would be from 8 in the morning till 8 at night. We called today to see if they could give us a time frame. The technician or the person we talked to on this number, what was his name?
Terrell
said he called and called the technician, but no one answered. But he left a message that they needed to call us to let us know if the time frame. It's now 6:20. We still have not gotten a technician. We've wasted our whole day waiting. Paid $69 for a measurement, and no one's been here yet.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I understand. Let me just pull up that order. Do you have the order number?
Do you have the order number, Ryan?
Yeah, I know.
He's trying to get it.
Okay,
are you there?
Okay. That's usually the fastest way that I find to look for it, but I can also try to search with the zip code and the last name. You said your name was Heather Bailey?
It's 14037.
14037. And is Bailey, is that B-A-I-L-E-Y?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Could it maybe be under Brian Bailey?
Yes, that's my husband.
Okay. And I'm showing 783 URF Road?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let me see. Yes, ma'am, I do see where he did leave that voicemail. Bear with me just a second.
No, there's no voicemail.
No.
No, I mean the rep that you spoke with left the voicemail
right.
On the text phone. Yeah. And I actually don't see an update from there.
So yeah, no one's called us. No one. And I mean, you've taken our money, and we've wasted a whole day waiting. And no one's contacted us.
Okay, I understand. I see where you spoke with Kaylin on the 8th to schedule for today, but there must have been a system error or something that occurred in the back scenes because we always give a pre-call. If you don't receive that pre-call, then there's something wrong because it's always the tech that reaches out. So,
well,
we were waiting for the pre-call. No one called us.
Well, we get it the night before, between
right.
5 and 9.
We didn't get it.
Mm-hmm. And if they don't send out the pre-calls because the system does it usually automatically and informs us, if it doesn't do that, then probably something wrong on the back end.
Yeah, but how do we know that? What if we took off of work for the whole day?
Yes, ma'am, I understand. And unfortunately, I wouldn't have known that there was an issue unless we looked at it. We wouldn't have
correct.
Known. Yeah. At this point, I definitely would suggest rescheduling. I'd be more than happy to send that over for you. I can...
How do we get our money back? Because I'm not happy with Home Depot.
Well, this is XBO. We actually don't get paid until we do actually perform the measure. So Home Depot would still have your money. You'd be welcome to reach out to them just to advise what happened. Or I can try to transfer you to the Home Depot customer service line. That way, they
if you could, that would be great.
Sure. If there's
thank
anything
you.
Else I can assist with. Yes,
no,
ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling XBO. Transferring you now.
I'm going to get credit.